Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. We are now live on blogtalkradio.com, and you're now listening to the best show, which is the Middle Men Show on blogtalkradio.com. And I am Alan.
And this is Kevin, man. What's going on, player?
Everything is good over here. Just expecting to go. We got some rain over here now. It was pretty all week, but now we got the rain again.
Yeah, ain't mad at the weather. Not mad at the weather, man. I mean, other than that, you know, this rain was kind of crazy out here, but other than that, man, we are okay right now, drying up, and we're doing great.
Right.
Well, hey, man, before we start, man, you know what I'm saying, before we get down, we want to send a shout-out, special shout-out to our co-host, Miss Jen. She ain't feeling too well today, so we doing this thing solo.
Yeah.
We're going to miss all this,
though. Take yourself to bed, Ma. Whatever you got to do.
Take care of yourself, girl. Take care of yourself. We gonna miss on this show, especially this show, man.
Right.
I know she had some great comments. Adding to the whole
thing. This would be her show.
Most definitely. We beating around the bush, so let's let them know what's going on.
Yeah, today, people, we are talking about online dating. Meet me in the chat room. We're going to be discussing a lot of things today as far as online dating, as far as how many people are actually hooking up online. You know, what are some reasons why people are interested in online chatting and dating?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are the best online sites that you can go to find someone? Mm-hmm. And is having an internet relationship cheating? And also, we're going to get into what are the dangers of online dating, and there are some out there. And if you have any other questions that you want us to discuss, you know, feel free to type it on the chat board or call in, which is 718-508-9972, and we'll definitely discuss those questions with y'all.
So. Yeah, because there's a lot of y'all out there right now probably looking at some porn. Yeah. Click here if you want to see my pictures.
Right.
Don't you hate that one?
Oh, yeah.
I could just smash somebody on that one, man. I'm talking like, come on. Matter of fact, well, I'll wait till we get into it, man, because I got another fun. I got two funny stories I want to share about this whole internet thingy. Pretty funny.
Right. And it's kind of, you know, this is kind of the way of the world now.
Yeah.
When you look at it, you see so many commercials about online dating and everything now. But
digital, man. Everything is digital.
Yeah.
No interaction whatsoever to a certain degree. You don't know what you're dealing with just because they conversation good behind some keys. But we'll get into it. We'll get into it, man. Hey, man, Obama, our president, poor man, he can't win for losing. Went over there trying to get the Olympics in Chicago. And I would give him a loser sound, but he's not a loser. He didn't come up with the Olympics, so he's not a loser. I commend him for doing that. I know people like, but they could have sent the mayor of Chicago over there and let him did it. I'm glad Obama went over there because he represents the United States. And like Jen said on our last show, which y'all need to go back to Blog Talk Radio and check that out, Obama.
Right.
You know, we had a whole politics show, so check it out last week. But like Jen was saying, you know, he's trying to appease to everybody. He needs to chill out with that and do what he do. You know, but they gave it to Brazil, man. Well, South America, what was that, Belize? What country got that anyway? I'm just so throw it off.
Rio de Janeiro.
Rio, yeah, with the big statue of Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, man, hey, but
Rio
you know what?
Rio de Janeiro.
It probably gonna be some people that's gonna go down there and won't come back, and they gonna get in trouble with the women down there.
Stay away.
You heard about that? You know, down there in Brazil,
women down
they got them. You ain't got an online date. You just get out there on the line, on the script, and date.
yeah. Yeah, you're right about that, man. You are right about that.
I've heard many stories about black men going down there, NBA players going down there, getting like 3-4 women and ain't coming back. They didn't know how to treat you down that way. Black women, take note.
Right.
Other than that, man, I mean, it's a story that we talked about a while ago with the kids in Pennsylvania that was at the pool, that at the club, the swim club, and they couldn't get into the pool because the club was being racist against them. Man, they won the settlement. They
That's
won
right.
a lawsuit against them, man. You got to pay those kids like $50,000 each, man. It was a total up to like $4 million or $2 million something dollars, man. I'm just wilding out on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to hear that. I'm happy to say that, but I'm glad for the kids. And,
man,
maybe this racism stuff will stop, man.
Yeah, that'll put a nice little nick on it, you know what I'm saying? You know, like a little rock thrown at a big glass. But, you know, people, we're going to have to, you know, start, you know, trying to come together instead of demolishing, you know, us as a people. Because that's all it is. It's always something that's going to bring us down. And, you know, somebody's always trying to stop the movement of us as a, you know, a race, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And human beings, as far as, you know, in general, you know, as far as us coming together. So we need to stop that, man. We need to put a stop to that.
Man,
I'm
tired of it. You got some people that are just scared that they're going to be wiped off the face of earth because they're the minority. And that's
right.
Not the thinking of everyone of that particular race, but you have some people that really think like that and don't realize that it's the human race, not the color.
That's right. That's right.
But, you know, they're going to continue that ignorance. So, I mean, it's all gravy. But,
that's right.
As far as today, man, let's recap, let them know what's going down.
Well, today, people, we are talking about online dating. So we're going to talk about the best sites you can go to find you someone. How many people are actually looking up online? What are some reasons why people are interested in online chatting and dating? And also, is having an internet relationship cheating if you already have somebody? And also, we're going to get into the dangers of online dating, because there are some dangers out there. So, and now everybody want to get into this computer love, you know, now age or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the first song of the day, of course, is what? Computer Love, baby, by Roger Zapp.
Rest in peace to Roger.
Sweet delight, I will share it.
That was Computer Love by Roger and Zapp.
Man, them dudes are bad, man. I'm serious. These guys, man, they can't compare to that.
No, they can't, man. Then, you know, you got your little Charlie Whitman in the back.
What you know about Charlie?
I can just imagine looking at Charlie in the studio through the booth, you know what I'm saying, shaking his neck and he's singing and stuff and doing the little jaw-dropping thing.
Yeah, man. Uncle Charlie, man. Uncle Charlie's bad, man. That's a bad man.
Right. But today we are discussing online dating, and we're going to get into the best online sites for dating. And Ashley's going to get some facts about how many people are actually hooking up online. And what are some reasons why people are actually interested in online chatting and dating? So that's part of the first segment. We're going to get into all of that. And if you all have any questions, you can definitely post them up on our chat board. If you're on the line, you can press 1 on your phone, and we can get to you. And we're going to try to get into it because this is a growing thing now. Mm-hmm. And this probably will be the age of things because a lot of people, you know, they come around saying that they can't find no one, you know, out there in their area or in their state. So, of course, they resort, you know what I'm saying, to online dating and chatting, you know, which is, I would say, fun because I have did it before myself.
Yeah.
But
you online date, dude?
Oh, I ain't online dating, online chat. That's a difference. If I can say that.
Say what?
I mean, it is. Well, it may be the same too, because you know you doing some type of hookup action while you're chatting. So, but I mean, hey, you know,
man,
it's all fun. You know, at the end of the day.
All right. I mean, before we really got into this segment right here, man, I know I said I had a story to share. And is it okay if I go ahead and let this go?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, man. I remember a while ago, man, I was doing some promoting for a certain, you know, thing that we used to do. And, I had this one particular person that just kept getting at me. You know, I'm like, what in the world? You know, I'm a married man. But it was just funny, man. You know, I'm sitting up here just back and forth. And see, you know how you just try to test somebody to see how they're going to come at you. So the whole time, they're like, ooh, I like the way your profile look and all this and that and that and that. And I love what you do. And I'm like, man, what the hell? I'm like, well, are you going to support what I'm promoting? Fine, yeah, as long as I get to talk to you. I'm like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? All right. I'm like, cool. You know, it may prolong the relationship as far as them supporting what we were promoting.
Right.
So I called, man. I gave a number. I was like, call them just, you know, talk about what we were promoting at the time. And, man, took a pick up the phone, man. It was a dude.
Come on, man.
Man, it was a dude, man. Oh. That is the dangers of online chatting and texting.
Right.
That is crazy, man. Hey, man. How you gonna do me like that, dude?
Hey, I had to.
How you gonna do me like that,
man? Because I mean, come on, man.
That was
pretty horrible. Right,
yeah.
There.
I mean, man, I was traumatized by that, dude. I'm just saying, man. You ain't had to put me out there like that.
I mean, this is the counseling, man.
No, man. I got to the point where I asked people off the rip. Hey, are you a man or a woman?
Right.
Because, I mean, the thing that we was promoting at the time was you know what I'm saying. I mean, the thing that we were promoting at the time was the magazine, man. You know.
Okay.
And,
and
that was.
Right.
I mean, it was our job to get out there and, you know, communicate with the public. But here it is. I'm sitting up there talking to a man, thinking it's a woman.
Mm.
It hurt, man.
Mm-hmm.
It hurt.
Huh. Well, I got some stats on that as far as the best online sites, I guess you would say, to hook up on or to chat on.
Right.
And we want to get into that. I have some stats here. And according to the Nielsen net rating, which is a net view, MySpace still ranks number 1.
Yeah.
And you have Match.com, which is number 2.
Yeah.
And you have Yahoo Personal, which is number 3.
Right.
Now, as far as all these commercials that you will see on TV, what's the like the first commercial you will always see on TV about a dating site?
What is that one with the little heart?
They play one every 30 seconds. And this white dude with gray hair with the glasses on with the suit.
They may not be showing it in my market like that, dude.
EHarmony, man. EHarmony.com.
Oh, yeah, okay. EHarmony, yeah, yeah. .com. Yeah. That's still stay in your head, boy.
Right. Believe it or not, they rank number 9.
Really?
On this list. Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of people do deal with it. You know, deal with a lot of different sites. And like you said, the number one is which?
MySpace.
MySpace. And I mean, that was a very popular one until Facebook came along. And
right.
To all our listeners that's on the web chat, to all our listeners that's online, hey, let us know if you used any of these sites before and any experiences that you had as far as dating. Because I know I shouldn't be the only one sitting up here sharing my stories like that.
Right.
I shouldn't be the only one. I know somebody on here that got sitting up there looking. I'm
right.
Doing that 60 minute special to catch a predator.
Yeah.
Me.
Right. I also got some things in which, you know, the police department, these are some things in which they do. They set up dummy profile pages with younger, you know, children on there just to see if they can find some sexual predators.
Yeah.
So y'all be aware of that. And
yeah.
If you are a sexual predator, you know you're wrong for what you be doing.
Yes, sir. But, I mean, I feel like some of the reason why people are going to online dating, man, is because the situation with the clubs, getting out in the clubs, man, the atmosphere has changed so much. More volatile people in the club, man. The environment is just, you know, you can go in the club and get shot just trying to holler at somebody. When you go online, you're looking at that situation like, okay, I can at least see what I'm dealing with as far as talking to this person. And from that standpoint, you know, it may feel safer, but what if you have the experience I have? You think you're talking to a woman and it's a man, or vice versa? You know, I'm just saying, though, man. But, I mean, I really feel like people are more interested in as far as online dating and chatting, man, because, I mean, it's a great way to conversate and get your thought out. Because, I mean, even with Blog Talk
right.
Radio, we have a web chat that we have live right now that we can talk to you, you know, correspond with the show as far as what we got going on. And, I mean, man, it's a great tool, man, to be able to be social, but I mean, I still like getting in an environment where I can talk to people.
Right.
You know.
But in your situation, I mean, also the you know things like that too. As far as, you know, people put fake profile pictures up and stuff,
oh, yeah.
And you know, they act like they a different person, really ain't like that when you meet them, and you know, you gotta watch out for that too. But you know, if you're actually interested in actually doing this, you know, make sure you ask some very probing questions to make sure that this is something you really want to do. But
right.
See, I don't think you should do online dating if you talk to somebody that stay way in, like, well, I'm in Mississippi.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you talk to somebody way in Maine and y'all talking about hooking up and, you know,
hey,
meeting in Washington, D.C. or something halfway. I mean,
dude, it's stories about people that met people halfway across this country and got married behind this too now.
Right. Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it works for some people, but then you have those that, you know, have those experiences, man, where they meet somebody and they crazy. They're a serial killer, just like the Craigslist killer, man. Think about all those ladies, man.
Right.
You know, but I mean, overall, I think people, you think people are more susceptible not to want to have an environment where they talk to people, man, and interact in that manner?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, if you're at the house and sitting at your computer, you're in your comfort zone. You can say whatever you want to say anyway. You know,
right.
And, you know, that's the fun part about it, I would say, in my opinion. You know, if you're on the line and you got a different opinion, please press one, and we'll definitely get to it. But in my opinion, you know, I would say that's, you know, that's the fun part about it, that you can act like you want to act, I would say. You know, if you're really not that fun guy in person, but you can be a fun guy through the computer, I mean, hey, that's what you got to do to get that person.
Yeah, but, man, you may be a nerd.
Yeah.
In real life, you may have good conversation on the phone, I mean, on the chat line, and they meet you in person, man, you lame as I don't know what. All I do.
Right. Right.
And to all our listeners that's on the phone line, hey, press that number one if you got any comment. Web chat, hey, go ahead and leave your comment. We can get out there to you. Shout out to guest number 2581. Appreciate you for listening to the Middleman Talk Show on Blog Talk Radio. Appreciate
That's right.
you.
That's
but,
right.
But man, I'm going to go old school with this one. How many people remember IRC or IQRC? It was an old, old chat line, man.
What?
IRC or IQCR? If anybody on the phone line, correct me on that one, because I can't remember the actual site it was, but it was like an old school web chat, man, before we had Yahoo and all that.
Think you're showing your age right there, son.
Dude, I mean, it was back in the day, man, before Yahoo got popular, man. I mean, it was in Grunt,
right.
Text and all that. I mean, it was pretty big. I mean, it was basically like when Napster and all that stuff started also.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That went along with
Napster. I'm not even finna show my age, because when Napster was invented, I was like in the...
Hey, man. Hey, you ain't got to tell everybody. Yeah, look.
Hey. But Gia took over a stat. She said that 12% of United States newlyweds met online this year. That's kind of I would say that's a big number for online dating.
I wouldn't want to. I mean, I don't know, man. I really don't feel too comfortable with dating people online, man. I really don't. I wouldn't. I couldn't. You know what I'm saying? As far as like I said, man, before me and my wife got married, I used to conversate on the chat board, the IQRC or whatever it was, whatever the letters were. But, I mean, just conversating with people across the world, that was a fascination for me. You know what
right.
I'm saying? I'm in one state or one country, and you're in another country. Because, I just love talking to people from Africa, talking to people from Germany. I actually met a good friend from Hamburg, Germany. We became good friends. And, you know, I mean, man, he used to tell me a lot of good stuff about what's going on in Germany, and he always wanted me to come over there, but I told him, no.
Right.
He ain't getting me over there, buddy.
but also, I mean, you know, I have, I seen the little episode on TV where they had this couple. They actually had the same last name already, and they met online, and they was going to get married, so they didn't have to go through the process of, you know, the wife getting her last name changed and all
right.
that, but she already had the same last name.
What if they were related?
I read a situation.
What if they were related, man?
Well, from what they said, that, you know, he lived in Florida and she lived in Texas. And, you know, they did the little family tree history and found out that they wasn't related or whatever, but it was just ironic that their last name was the same and spelled the same. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it can happen. I mean, you know, you can actually find someone and meet someone online, but, you know, you can't find the ones that you don't need to meet online, too.
Right.
Especially no stalker out there. So.
Somebody that catch you slipping, as we say.
Right.
I mean,
what do you think some reasons, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, why you think people, you know, actually are interested in the online, you know, dating type atmosphere?
I mean, as you already stated,
man,
I mean, it's partially part of being comfortable in that environment of in front of your computer at your home, and you really don't have to worry about anybody bothering you, per se. So, I mean, to me, I think that's a great idea, but, I mean, I still miss the being interactive with people, man, just being, you know,
right.
communicating with them face-to-face and see what they really look like.
Right.
You
exactly.
know? I'm looking at you, your profile picture showing me a picture of about, 40 years ago?
Right.
You're 120. Yeah, I used to live like that, baby. My bathing suit was a little bit tighter. Talking to an old woman and stuff.
Right. Now I got some stats now as far as how many people are actually are using online sites and social network sites. Facebook ranks number one, which is they are over 1 billion monthly visits, and MySpace is second. They have over 800 million visits monthly. And
wow.
Twitter is third with 54 million visits monthly.
I don't even understand how can you... I mean, and I know this is going to be in the second segment, but if you tweeting a lot, don't you think somewhere in there you're going to get yourself in trouble? Really? I mean, if you know, you so-called got a girlfriend and you tweeting out down with it, you mess around and just say the wrong thing, or you supposed to been somewhere and you got, you know how people just, I'm on the toilet, I'm walking up the stairs. I mean, dude, I'm still, you know what I mean, won't you get in trouble somewhere in there, man?
Right. Right.
I mean, I know that's the second segment, man. We really got to get into that right there, because I'll sit back and look at some of the things people put on Twitter, man, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. Wow. People put some unnecessary stuff on there. I'm going to the store.
Yeah.
Buying some bread.
Open
at the
door.
Off of gas.
Man, go ahead and get a light.
I'm serious.
But I mean,
Facebook has this video that they've been dispersing. It's from this group called Throwed TV.
Yeah.
And they have a video that's called the Facebook Breakup, and it's sort of like what you just said as far as the Twitter.
Right.
As far as when people put their updates on the home page, and they actually going through it, like different scenes and different people talking about, you know, this person like putting updates on there and why you got so many friends, and oh, okay, I saw you just said you will be going to this event. It's
yeah.
pretty funny, man. It's pretty funny. I'm gonna add this video to the We Are the Middlemen.NIND site, so you all can go and check out that video. It's pretty hilarious, man. It's pretty hilarious. And those ladies that actually did this video, they have some other video as well. You can also go to their page on Facebook. It's Throwed TV. That's THROW apostrophe D TV.
Yeah.
Go to that site. So, but
you always have some crazy stuff over there, man. How did you come up with? You just sit up there, you know, just looking for stuff, though.
I mean, it's what you gotta do. You know, you gotta put it out there to the world, let you see too. You know, that's the purpose of the radio show too.
Most definitely. Most definitely, man.
So.
It is crazy, man. I mean, it looks like, Internet Day, man, is in. It's here. It's here to stay. And if that's
yep.
something that we're going to get into as far as the cheating aspect in our next segment that's coming up, it leads us to our second song of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Send me an email by Jason and T-Pain. Now, you mess around and send the wrong email, somebody going to catch you slipping.
Right.
And it's going to be a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Second song of the day, y'all. Send me an email. Blog Talk Radio, The Middleman. Appreciate y'all for listening again on this Sunday.
She don't care what she gotta do for me. faces. I've been patiently waiting for a date, and every time you try to make up, it seems like it required me to wake up. What is it? Why you acting like a nigga wasn't sleep? Why you acting like I wasn't sweet? Why you acting like I ain't sweep you off your feet? Why you acting like a nigga ain't wanna take you out to eat? Hey, why you acting like I broke up with you? When every morning I'm wishing I woke up with you. Don't be emailing TP, knowing damn well the TP need a breezy to die for he. We need to re-ghost.
And that was Jay Sheen featuring T-Pain. Send me an email with all the details.
Yeah, LOL. So. Get your side of the head.
Right.
Hey, shout out again to everybody that's on the web chat. Shout out to everybody that's on the phone line with us this Sunday. Appreciate you again.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And if you're just not tuning in to the Middleman Show, we are talking about online dating. In the first segment, we did discuss about the top internet dating sites and online chatting sites and some reasons why people are interested in online chatting and dating. We also gave some stats on how many people are actually using these sites as far as hooking up. And I did report that there was 12% of the United States married couples who have met online as well. Mm-hmm. And in our second segment, we're going to get into is having an internet relationship cheating if you got somebody else? And we're also going to talk about the dangers of online dating.
Yes,
and if you got anything else you want to talk about, you know, we can definitely discuss
the
it.
Phone lines are open.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Phone lines
very
are open.
Open.
Press that number very one. Open. We conversate with you. Hey, man. Speaking of dangerous situations online.
Right.
Jen sent us some stuff over here from Craigslist, man. And we were talking, I did speak upon as far as the Craigslist killer. But man, if you got stuff on online as far as like an ad on Craigslist, here's an example of one. I'm married, and I'm looking for a female who isn't getting much attention as she needs at home as well. This, of course, would have to remain a discreet relationship with no strings attached, as I am not looking to leave my family. So it would be best to find someone in a similar situation. As far as it goes, as my description goes, I am 5'7", 180 pounds, salt and pepper hair, oh my God, blue eyes. After contacting each other, if we seem to want each other, let's hook up, basically. Dude, what the...
What?
I'm sitting up like, man, okay, you're trying to get a little freak on up here.
Right,
you got
exactly.
It on Craigslist. What if your husband sees
exactly.
That?
Wow.
She even got her screen name on here, and I'm not going to say it because some of y'all freaks online right now might want to go find them. Lord have mercy.
Well, it sounds like to me she's not getting what she wants or what she thinks. And she... As the thing goes on, that's all she does, give a good description. And, And also, list where she at?
She's in Atlanta.
Don't say it. Yeah.
She's in the ATA. Searching for bored housewife.
She's 52.
Yeah, 50 years
50
old.
50 years old.
You freak.
Come on, man.
Freak.
Well, I guess her biological clock ain't slowed down, man. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, hey, she got to do what she got to do.
Oh, my
so,
God.
So, I can help for that.
I mean, do you feel, and anybody on the chat line, the phone lines, the web lines, whatever, the phone lines open. Do you feel that having a relationship on these messengers, on these social network sites, Black Planet, any of this stuff, do you feel that it's cheating? We would like to hear your comment because me personally, it's a form of cheating. Ain't no way around it. Sometimes you're saying things you shouldn't even be saying on that.
And then, like, if you on Facebook adding a male or female that you don't know because you like the way they look in that picture, yeah, that's a problem, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just on putting it out there.
Well.
Because they shouldn't be your friend. You don't even know them. I mean, why? Unless you're doing like what I do, you know, I'm doing it as a promotional thing as far as the middleman situation.
Yes.
But as far as me going on the ad, man, if I don't know you, ignore. I'm clicking the ignore button. Click. Bam.
I mean, I mean, dude, if you, I mean, because you think about it, man. A lot of people will get on these sites and tell a whole life story to a total stranger. Why would you do that?
Right.
I think you got to be just really out there to do that. I mean, yeah, you may feel relaxed with this person while you're talking to them online. You might feel that it's a good situation. Like, you know, like the whole situation you were talking about with the cops setting up people as far as the molesters and all that. I mean, I recall many a times on Yahoo Message, on the Yahoo chat boards that we go on and promote the show also, one person going to get on there and say, well, I'm a 13-year-old such and such. And you know what I type when I see that? Carry your ass to bed.
Right.
I put that every time. Carry your ass to bed. Where your mama at? Where your dad at? Go to bed. Grown folks up in him.
Right.
I mean, dude, it's crazy out here, man, in my opinion. Very crazy.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, people use any type of means to get to what they, you know, they want, because we have a actual department up here in Lee County where they actually just sit there and do that all day, and they have gotten people. They got this one guy, he just graduated from the Columbus Air Force Base, and he was coming up to meet this 13-year-old girl that stayed up here in Tupelo. He had bought her some chocolate cake or something like that, and bought her some panties that he wanted her to wear. And when he pulled up to, I think they got him at the Toys R Us or the Petco up here in Tupelo. When he pulled up, man, I'm talking about he literally did number two in his pants.
So
I'm talking about,
a,
they had him on TV and everything.
Suspect, huh?
Right. Oh yeah. They had him on TV. Like, I mean, he needed it. I mean, come on, man. You just graduated from the military. Why are you doing it?
That is the funniest thing. I mean, that's the funniest thing when you have those situations where people think that they're going to get away with this stuff, man, as far as, okay, I'm going to meet a young person or a child online. They had this one episode when they had this reverend. It was a priest or something. And he was trying to pick up this little girl. He was like, I'm here to pray for her. I'm here to touch and heal her.
Right.
Like, yeah, we're going to touch and heal your ass. Threw him back in the truck and kept him moving.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy, man. But as far as cheating and being online, I think that, you know, it's okay to have a good conversation with someone, but when you start developing feelings and you feeling that, okay, I'm not in danger, you know, I'm going, like you said, I'm going to ask this person out, man, that's when you got the problems coming. Yeah, you can. I mean, am I wrong? If you're on the phone line, press that number one. Hey, don't be scared to talk to us today. We're here.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, you have some people that feel like we can just get together and just go out. That's good enough. Mm-hmm. See, we do have a caller.
I'll take that. You're live on the Middleman Show.
Hey, what up, guys? Man, it's your boy Biz, man.
What's up,
Southie?
What's
going on, Biz?
Man, holding on, man.
And have you ever been internet dating?
No, I ain't never been internet dating, man, but, you know, I have chatted a couple of times, you know, on Facebook and whatnot.
Right.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, most of the time it's just, you know, talking to old friends, you know, saying that I lost touch with, you know.
Right.
I have met a couple of young ladies on the chat line, you know, and got up with them, and so.
How far is too far, man? I mean, how far is too far?
I mean, I really don't try to take it too far now, but hey, I will. You know what I'm saying? I am known for going all the way, you know what I'm saying? But
we know you like going all the way.
But man, you know, I just, for the most part, I just try, you know, to if I'm chatting, it's probably with somebody I already know.
Right.
You know, just trying to get back in touch with. But now, if somebody, you know, hits me up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to see what they're talking about or what's going on, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to run out there and go meet them like I was just listening about Black the River, and there ain't going to be nothing like that, but, you know, I'm gonna look into it, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to ask you a question, man. Like I explained to the listeners earlier, man, I had a situation. I was promoting for the magazine and on the web chats and the little social sites. Had this cat. It was a dude, man. I'm going to just keep it fresh, straight up. It was a dude that tried to get at me, man. I thought it was a female.
Like on some homo?
Yeah. It was pretty bad, Biz. Pretty bad. Pretty horrible. The thing about it, man, I'm just saying, man, have you ever had a situation or heard any of your guys talk about, you know, man, I was talking to this joke online, there was a dude, man, have you ever had that happen to you, or had somebody come on to you and was like, nah, dog.
Nah, you never had that happen to
me. Am I the only one in the world?
I don't think you're the only one in the world.
You're the only one on the phone.
You're the only one on the phone right now.
Right, in the combo.
I try to do a good background check.
Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, man, what if they put that picture up there? You know, like, how many times have you been on MySpace, man, and they got a picture of a horse booty? Big on it.
You really can't tell, though, man. You know what I'm saying? You really can't tell. That's why I don't try to take it that far. You know, like on MySpace, I really don't go on MySpace no more. You know, it had its time. You know, I was on it strong for 2 years real good every day, but kind of fell off on it. But, you know, because it was too many of those. Those
right.
kind of pages on there. Well, they just wanted a friend to, you know what I'm saying, to probably advertise something or one of the datelines or whatever. Or then
right.
it just turns to straight, come to this sex website.
Yeah, it was, bro.
You know, it stopped being, you know what I'm saying, trying to advertise. It starts saying, come straight to this sex website. And that's when I just stopped accepting it.
What about tweeting? You know, we spoke a little bit about that before the break, and I mean, it's kind of ridiculous with the tweeting right now, man. I mean, if you tell everything you're doing for every second, do you think there's some danger in that, or you think people just cool with the whole tweeting situation?
I think it is dangerous. Me personally, I don't tweet, but like people that say I'm walking down the stairs, I'm gonna go to Kroger's. You know, if I got something, I got a problem with you. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And you telling me you at Kroger's, I'm gonna be at Kroger waiting on you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get at you in the parking lot at Kroger.
So in other words, you know what I'm saying, you just giving away all your strategy.
Right, you know what I'm saying? No. That's just going too far for me. Like, whoever invented that, man, he was a straight person. I guess he making money, but it ain't for me.
Yeah, because, I mean, there was a particular media friend of one of our, well, of ours. He's in the media field also, man. He was watching wrestling, man, and it was so funny. Like I said, there's just some things you see on there, you just like, wow, this cat on here is like really into the wrestling. Man, I can't believe he body slammed him. Wow, she got big boobs. Wow, he power drive him. I'm like, man, come on, dude, you got more life than that.
Right.
Man, I ain't gonna lie to you, G, though, man. I flip through the channel sometimes, and if I stop and it's on the wrestling, man, I'm gonna stop and look, you know, at the girls wrestling. I'm gonna look for a second, then I'm gonna keep it moving, man. But
I'm just saying, are you gonna tweet that?
No, I'm not gonna tweet that. I'm watching wrestling and
Yeah, I'm just saying that's what he was doing.
He
was tweeting everything,
right.
So he ran out doing a commercial to the Chinese restaurant. He was like, "Please let me know what's happening." You know what I mean, dude? When is enough as far as all this mess with the tweeting?
I mean, you know, it ain't nothing wrong with tweeting, you know. I mean, that's coming of, you know, like a new age where you can actually send, it's really text messages, but you text messaging to a mass majority of people at one time. And, you know,
yeah.
And I mean, me doing what I do every day or whatever, I'm not going to be tweeting, let everybody know what I'm doing every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll probably post some crazy comment
on the toilet
here, you know what I'm saying? You know,
in the shower.
But something, you know what I'm saying?
Good
Facebook,
in
right.
the shower. Changing my oil.
Like, outrageous,
like what I would do if I was on Twitter, I would, like, if, you know, I had a show or I was visiting somewhere or something like that, you know, I would put it on there then. But, like, was going through my day-to-day on there now.
Well, I mean, you know, our other co-host, Dub G, he was out there in Cali, man, and he was... You know, he was out there in Cali and visiting some of his family. You know, I had to hit him with the Ricky, no, because he was in Inglewood. But, you know, he was giving us updates about where he was and what he was doing. That's cool. But like I said, when you got a cat telling you, I'm walking into the Chinese restaurant, I'm ordering my food. I mean, dude, come on, man.
It's getting ridiculous.
Come on, man.
Ridiculous.
And then on top of that, you know, like I said, the danger as far as with dating. Like you said, Biz, what if you saying that you told your girl on the phone, okay, babe, I'm finna go ahead and go to sleep, you know, I'll talk to you tomorrow and all that, but then 1 o'clock in the morning, you sitting up here tweeting to your friend, man, this club is off the damn chain.
Right,
and
I see
I
do it. I see I do it, get on there, and then I'm gone. Now I gotta go buy all the roses and all the chocolates.
Yes, sir.
Right. All that, all that. And I see we have another comment. Big appreciate your comment, man.
Yeah.
Stay on the line. But call and get on the middleman show. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. I hear you now. What's going on?
Hello. I'm kind of with Biz on this. As far as, like, online dating,
mm-hmm.
I don't think it's cool. I'm more into, like, face-to-face interaction.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel the same way.
It's a little scary. Like, all this stuff is going on. I don't want to meet up with somebody if they got an ex in the trunk.
No, you don't meet up. No.
Yeah, they tell you, meet me at a rest stop. Got about 50
do you
years
think,
in the back.
Let me ask you this question, too. Do you think that, you know, like, let's say if you do have a significant other, but you also have people that you'd like to talk to on Facebook, MySpace, Yahoo Personals, whatever, Black Planet, do you think that that's cheating? From a female perspective?
It all depends to what extent the conversation is going to. Like, if we're keeping it cool and it's just basic conversation, like, what's going on with you, what's going on with me, maybe we'll discuss some problems we got going on in our lives. That's cool. Like, I don't think there's a problem with that. But
right.
As far as, like, what you got on, what you doing tonight, can I see you? That's definitely
right.
Cheating. Like, no. That's a no-no.
Start asking what kind of underwear you got on, what color you got on. Well, that's
fine. That's a definite no-no.
Well, you
some people do that.
Have. Oh yeah, most
people. Like on one of those scary movies. What do you have on?
That's not gonna work.
So I mean, have you been on a social network site yourself as far as a long period of time, or are you fairly new to it?
I don't really do the online chatting thing. Like,
really?
Business said, I'll meet people. Well, I'll, like, catch up with people I haven't talked to in a long time.
Right.
I might talk to some new people, but I'm not going to do, okay, I'll meet you here every day at 4 o'clock.
Right.
You know, it's a day.
Right. Well, I mean, there are some goods in it. Because, I mean, there's some good in the chat as far as internet because, like, our Ning site, my particular high school, we have a Ning site, and we, man, you see people that you haven't seen in years. And
right.
You get an opportunity to conversate with them, and yeah, some of the people got on there as far as crush you had in high school, we're grown, and all this good stuff. So, I mean, it's okay to do it on that level, but like you said, when you got people like, what do you have on, where do you live, and all that, no.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's going to be too far.
I'm all for networking, but.
Yeah, and I know.
If you, now, if you out there. 2, 3, 4 in the morning and y'all still chatting online now, you know what I'm saying? I don't know about that now.
Yeah, that could
be a
problem.
I'm kind of iffy about that because there have been times when I've been, like, up really late bored and I'm just online and maybe I'll come across somebody else bored
mm-hmm.
and we just do, like, little small talk. I don't think that's, like, obsessive. Oh, my God, you went too far.
Well, what if you start at 8 o'clock that night and you look around at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Right.
I mean, you have some people like that now. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Back in the day, I have got, like, on Yahoo, the African-American chat room, there have been some conversations in there that have made me stay on there for a couple of hours.
Uh-huh.
And I really enjoyed them. But it's not to the point where I'm sitting up there like, oh, God. You know.
Right.
Here we go.
Yeah,
right.
This is
not.
Oh. Well, let me ask you this before we let you go. We got to get into our third song of the day. Have you met somebody online and actually made it happen?
No.
Why are you saying like that?
I'm trying to think. No, I haven't.
That was kind of hesitant right there, you know. Like,
yeah, you had a little stuff that with that one.
I've reconnected
right.
with someone online that I knew before, but not like a random stranger. Never.
Okay. Well, we do appreciate
scared.
This. Say again?
I'm just too scared. I'm scared of everything. I can't do it.
Hey, we appreciate you listening to the Middleman Talk Show on Blog Talk Radio. We look forward to seeing you back again on our next week's show or any other shows we got coming up. Thank you for
your
time. Appreciate the comment also. Hey, Al, man, it looks like we got this third song coming up. And our third song of the day, Download by Lil' Kim and... Man, our favorite dude of the year, Charlie and T-Pain.
That's right.
We're going to download some and see what y'all got to say about this. What's up, Charlie?
the down low. Pop on my laptop, girl, and down low. I wanna open you up like a brand new MacBook. Shoo-be-do-wop, I wanna love you. Shoo-be-do-wop, shoo-do-do-wop. Girl, you know that, I wanna get you. I mean, you know that, I wanna fuck you. Them haters all on the internet blogging, talking about a whole bunch of motherfucking nonsense. The more they hate, the more love we make. But fuck y'all niggas.
Shawty, I've been looking at these pictures of you. When you gon' call me?
And it's tightly, my baby got me number one on this top eight. It's computer love, real money. They just my space freaks trying to find a day. We up all night having cyber sex. He chat, I chat, till we never met. He said he wanna explore me like the internet. He wanna download, he likes to download Little Kim songs, put him on his ringtone. He even got my screensaver on his iPhone. I get more hits than the TM zone. We going back and forth, sending emails. He a thug, so I hit him on his Gmail. His sense of humor got me writing LOL. I sent pictures of myself straight to his cell.
Sorry, I've been looking at these pictures of you. When you gon' call me?
What's up? You know what it be. Nobody in the gang got a sweat like me. On Soulja Boy, tell 'em. Soulja Boy told ya. Hey, Lil Kim, let me download ya. Ain't Thug got a whole lot of tattoos. G5 take a trip outside the Cancun, girl. You smell so good. What's your perfume? Making love to your songs on iTunes.
And that was the download remix. I thought we were playing the original song, but
man.
Well, I mean, hey, you know,
hey,
this song.
Soulja Boy sounded retarded. Oh my god! Soulja Boy
be eating his Wheaties.
Oh my god! He might have beat the brakes off him before he got on that song, didn't he?
I'm telling
you.
Oh man! Oh man! Let's get to I call her. What's going on, Charlie?
Hey, what's going on, you guys? It's been a while since I had a chance to talk to y'all, man. I've been real busy, been trying to make it happen. You know how it is. It's a recession.
Yeah, man. How you been doing?
I'm doing better now. I'm doing much better now. I'm doing much better.
That's
how
good.
About you guys?
That's good.
Jen told us to tell you hello.
Hello, hello.
Okay, she's listening online right now.
Hello,
yeah.
Jen. How are you?
Most definitely. Yeah, don't tell about Kevin Powell, so we'll keep that on the low. She ain't feeling too good.
Right. Oh, no. Like, what's happening with you guys? What's going on?
Oh, man, today we were talking about chat rooms, online dating.
It is.
Right.
I don't know very much about, so I can't really do a whole lot of speaking on that. One thing I can tell you is, you know, people who are doing that, you know, this is a new world, digital world, you know, you have to be careful because people can be anything on the other hand.
Sal, I got a quick question for you.
Uh-huh.
As far as compared to now, as opposed to back in the day, how did people, like now we can mass communicate as far as through chat rooms and chat boards and all that. How did you guys mass communicate back in the day? Was it chat lines or just a phone?
Mass communication back then, there was very little mass communication. I mean, you wrote a lot of mail. I mean, me being a writer, I wrote a lot of mail, phone calls.
And some nice love letters in there too, didn't you? Player.
You know, nowadays, I mean, what's interesting, like, say, for instance, if you live in a small town, but you want to be able to reach out to people from different areas and, you know, explore your options.
Right.
You know, some of these, I guess what they call it, social networking sites can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you have to be very careful. I mean, you know, remember the white guy who was using social networking
Yeah, the Craigslist killer.
Yeah, the Craigslist killer. So you
right, your phone's breaking up a little bit there, Charlie. Could you screen it up a little bit, please?
Yeah. All right, is this better?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm okay. So you have to be very, 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 very careful in these things because, again, you got people, you know, like I saw this movie called The Surrogate where these guys are actually, there was this one person who was a female, and when they found out who the surrogate was controlling the guy, I guess it was actually a male. So you have a lot of that going online. You have a whole lot of things going online. But to me, I'm an old-fashioned person. I want to meet the person in person, see the person, talk to the person over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think that's weird for me being a writer.
Right.
But it's nothing like being able to look in a person's eyes when they express themselves to see whether or not they're being sincere or not.
Right.
If you're a good writer, you know, you can seem sincere.
Very true.
So I'm from the old school.
And well, Charlie, man, we appreciate you for your comment, man. We're gonna make sure we get in contact with you after the show, man. We're gonna give you a call. And man, we're about to go ahead and shut it down right here. We appreciate everybody that's on the web chat and that's on the phone line. Me and Al just ran across a little something we forgot to talk about, y'all. But, hey, y'all know it's out there. Sexting and cyber sex.
That's right.
Oh, man, I hate we didn't get into that because sexting is one of those things that's going to cause a lot of problems. So we got somebody that may want to say something about that real quick. Go ahead and take that caller there, player, before we leave.
All right.
We're live on the Little Man Show.
Hello?
Phone breaking up.
Hello, okay.
Say again.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, we're here. What's going on with y'all? I want to come in on the cyber sex you are talking about.
Yeah, go ahead there.
Well, with the cyber sex, I know like a lot of people that do it, but it don't like come across the media do it because I mean a lot of things have like went down with them, a lot of bad things done happened with them and stuff like that.
Right. So I mean, do you feel that it's appropriate? And I mean, you know, as far as on the chat board and chat lines and on your phone? As far as sex?
No, not really. But hey, like, you're like the individual that's doing it. So, I mean, you got to know the pros and cons of it.
True that.
Right.
Of course. And I want to come in, go back on segment one that you all was talking about, like MySpace and Facebook and all the other stuff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's another website that you all like really like left out that I think that's like probably like in the midst of Facebook and MySpace.
Black Planet.
Black Planet, but it's like a homosexual website or whatever.
Oh,
so,
really?
You know,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the name of it?
BGC.
Oh, never heard of it.
Yeah. And
is
it's like
it,
a
it
lot
like
to go
for,
on there.
I mean, what is it for, like, gay people to interact with each other or something of that nature?
Yeah, a male and a female and transgenders and just all of the above with the homosexual community. And we all know that community.
Yeah, very large
like,
community.
Right. So, I mean,
right.
And that... their website by itself, I would say, is like in the midst of Facebook and MySpace.
Well, I mean, we appreciate you letting us know about that, man. And next time we have this whole topic again, man, we want you to call in a little bit earlier, man, because we really could have gotten into that conversation right there.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, we appreciate you taking the time to listen to us on this Sunday, man. And, I mean, man, we value your comment, bro. And we appreciate you for letting people know about it. I didn't know about that site. Did you know anything about that, Al?
No, I mean, on the top 25 list that I have, I just looked at it, and it's not on the top 25, but like you said, it is probably up there pretty high where it's probably just not included on this list. But, it probably is up there pretty high with it.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you for your comments, man. Tune in to us next week, man, where... you know, we're going to have a great conversation again, man. And join our Ning site, man. We are themiddleman.ning. We will be glad to have you.
Yep. Put your profile up there. Put your updates. You can also go back and listen to all the previous shows. And we also, you know, have some other shows that you may be interested in. And, you know, spread the word to everybody that you know about the Middlemen talk show. And like KG said, tune in next week, same time, same hour, same Middlemen show, people. And we are about to take it out.
Shouted, beat Chris, shouted. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out. Take a minute, shout it and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world, you destined to earn some. Linda, yeah, comment on what you hear. Let's figure out the master plan to put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't guess you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand, stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man, cause he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com. The Middle Me. Hey, what's happening? The Middle Me. Hey, what's happening? The Middle Me. Hey, what's happening? Blogtalkradio.com. The Middle Me.
Hey, man, one quick thing. Yo.
Yeah, we're here.
I'm just saying one quick thing, man. Appreciate the guy that called in last. Yeah, y'all make sure y'all hit us up a little early in the show.
Yeah.
We appreciate
everybody.
Hit us up early in the show. And to our co-host, Jen, we hope you feel better. Take care of yourself, little mama. And our other co-host, Dub G, take care of yourself and the little mama that just came into the world, man. Congratulations again to our friend, Colors of Change. Oh, Color. Man, why I keep saying that?
I don't know,
Marvel, man. You know, sorry about that. We appreciate you, and we saw
you on
the show
this Thursday when we listened to
her. Yeah, I know, man. She need to drop kick me, but we appreciate you too for listening, and we thank you also. So everybody that's on the line, we look forward to seeing you guys next week. Thank you, and we are out.